Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
Praise the Lord. We give God praise today. This is his day he has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank God for Word Wednesday on tonight. Thank God that God is readying us to, amen, go into his word and get greater understanding and revelation of the Logos, written word of Almighty God, because the Bible says that we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And we thank God as we go into God's word that we get a better understanding and clarity of what he expects from us, what he desires of us, and how we can get stronger in the things of God. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm talking about tonight, becoming strong or stronger in the spirit. Becoming stronger in the spirit. Because I believe that if we don't get stronger spiritually, all of us, if you're strong in the spirit, get stronger. Because it's almost, I would say, it's very difficult to walk this walk of faith without being spiritual. Come on. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the leading of the Holy Spirit. We thank God that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world.
Yeah.
All of this is true. But I believe that there are far too many believers who stay in the status of being carnal believers, meaning their natural way of thinking, their former way of thinking, their old way of thinking. I believe they stay there, sometimes stay stuck because they or we don't grow spiritually. And that's what I'm going to focus on tonight, some scriptures that highlight who we are in God. Because it's one thing to know what we believe, but our identity is everything. When we start to identify who we really are in God, we begin to live that thing out. So with that said, go to your New Testament book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, and we are going to go through scriptures tonight as we always do on these Word Wednesdays. We want to get familiar with the Word of God, the Old and New Testament. We will be going through tonight, so we thank God for you who are present. Amen. To God be all the glory. We're going to open in prayer. Father, in your son Jesus' name,
yes, God.
We thank you for the word on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
You said not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. And we are talking about the spirit of the living God on tonight.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, as we grow spiritually, as we get greater understanding, as we get greater clarity of who we are in you,
yes, Lord.
Minister to us tonight, speak to us tonight, change us tonight for your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Word of God, and I know that you also love the Word of God because it's nothing like the Word of Almighty God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 9. Again, we're talking about becoming stronger in the Spirit, becoming strong in the Spirit. Verse 9 says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, except the spirit of a man,
yes,
which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. I'm going to read that again, verse number 12. Now we have not received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14 says this, and we're going to highlight what we just read. But the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. We see through the text tonight, he says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them. The next verse tells us that natural man can't see it, cannot hear it. It hasn't entered his heart, because those of us who are believers, the word says to us who believe by faith, who are spiritual beings, we're that new creation in God. If any man be in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone away. Behold, everything has become new. It says that we understand who we are in God because God has revealed it to us. He has showed it to us. He has taken off some of the things that have been hidden from most people. So we thank God that we become more spiritual, and we should want to become more spiritual, because it says here that God has some wonderful things laid up for us. It says that God wants us to have some great things that he has stored up for us. But once we get them in our heart, now we're in pursuit of them. Amen. We're going after it. And this is why, you know, there's a parable that Jesus talks about in Matthew 13 and in Mark chapter 4, the parable of the sower. The sower sows the word. And he says that as the sower sows the word, immediately the fowls of the air or the devil comes to take that word right away. What happens? When we don't get stronger spiritually, the devil, who's a deceiver and a thief, he can easily take the word from us. But when we get stronger spiritually, he has more of a battle. And it also says sometimes when we don't have a root in the things of God, the cares of this world choke out what God wants to do. Amen. And when we become more spiritual, sometimes we don't let things bother us the way they used to bother us. Yes. We don't let things get to us the way they used to get to us. We don't even let people, amen, somebody. We don't let people get to us the way they used to get to us. So we thank God for the word. And when we become more spiritual, things begin to unfold. I'm going to just say this, and I believe this. It's going to be very even difficult to obey God if we don't get more spiritual. If we have an adversary, we have a devil who's going to resist us. He's going to set traps. He's going to send enemies. He's going to give us demonic warfare. Because in Ephesians, we know the word of God. It says we fight not against flesh and blood. But watch what we fight against. We fight against principalities, invisible forces. We fight against powers, another invisible force. We fight against rulers of darkness, invisible, can't detect it, with the five senses. And finally, we fight against spiritual wickedness in high places. Something that's spiritual. How are you going to fight that in the natural? It's a spiritual thing that we're trying to defeat. So we cannot defeat that spiritual thing in high places in the natural. That's why the word tells you and I, our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That weapon is prayer. And I'm going to say that because, well, Pastor Anthony, do we have to get into the word? Do we got to go to church? What do we have to do to become stronger? Can we just pray? Yes, pray. Pray for God to make you spiritually stronger. Pray for a desire to get spiritually stronger. Pray for God to remove everything hindering you from becoming stronger in the things of God. But not only prayer, we have to read the word. We're living in a day where so many people, or let me just say a lot of people, are running to get a prophetic word, are so anxious to get a prophetic word. And there's nothing wrong with a prophetic word. There's nothing wrong with prophecy. Don't misunderstand me. But the Bible tells you and I there's a more and sure prophetic word through his word. there's a more prophetic prophecy through the Holy Scriptures. So when I read that my ladder will be greater, that's prophecy over Anthony. Amen. When I read it over in Haggai, amen, that the former rain shall be greater than the latter rain. I get excited. The latter rain shall be greater than the former rain. Thank you, darling. The latter rain shall be greater than the former rain. So I get excited that my tomorrow is better than my yesterday, that my right now is a present that I'm going to open up and enjoy. So as Paul writes to the church at Corinth, he tells them, God searches the things of the heart. God searches our spirit. He said the natural man cannot receive this. Remember over in Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7. It said God formed the man out of the dust of the earth, and he breathed into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living creature or a living creation. He became a living soul, the King James says. That's the wind, that's the breath, that's the spirit of God. But that's not the Holy Spirit that resides in every human being that is living. We have to receive the Holy Ghost. We have to believe that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Confessing with our mouth and believing in our hearts that Jesus is Lord, then the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of us. So every person do not have what I just read, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. But every person do have a spirit. Every human being living has a spirit, has a body, and it has a soul. We are three-part beings. We have the body, which is referred to as the flesh. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, the Bible tells us.
Amen.
So we can want to do something, and we're so gung-ho and determined to do it. But guess what? The spirit is willing and prompting us to go in the right direction, but the flesh is a weak thing. It's going to do what it wants to do. David, the psalmist said, no good thing dwell within our flesh. We were born and shaped in iniquity, the word says. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We were born this way. And that's why I just quoted from Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7. We all have the Adam nature. Come on. We all have that natural sin nature, the old man. And when we get stronger spiritually, we have more control over the old nature. It's like a caged animal trying to come out, but you can tame it. You can control it. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
To God be the glory. We can control our souls. We can control it because we get stronger spiritually because, as I said, we have a body, we have a spirit, and we have a soul. The soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. Sometimes when our emotions are all over the place and they're not lining up with the will of Almighty God, it can be a hindrance.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be in touch with your real feelings and what you're really going through. But it does say, Joyce Meyer's always say it, don't be led by your feelings. Don't let your feelings control you. Live by faith and not by feelings.
My God.
Amen.
Amen.
So our emotions are real. The pain is real. But we still got to let the Holy Spirit lead us. Because the word says if we're led by the Spirit, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh.
Yeah.
So when we get stronger spiritually, it is a blessing. It says in verse 14, the natural man can't even receive this, the Spirit of God. Because they say it's foolish.
Mm. Mm.
They say what we Christians believe is foolish, is stupid, is dumb. You know, it doesn't matter if you got a PhD. If you're a Christian, a lot of the world perceives that Christianity is a weak faith, that God came for poor people who are down and trodden, that those of us who believe in this Jesus thing are off the mark. And the devil is a liar. I read it as we opened our prayer on Tuesday last night. If you go over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, It says the devil of this world has blinded the minds of them who do not believe. Oh, I've been there. Can I get an amen corner somewhere? For the first 30 years of my life, I was not a believer. I was not a Christian up until age 30. And I was sleeping on my mother's floor. My mother took me in, didn't have a place to live. And as I slept on the floor, something told me to get up from that floor and go to church. I said, Mom, I'm going to church. And I'd never forget it. God bless her soul. She said, church can help you. God can help you. And 24 years later, I'm still in it. I'm still at it. Amen. I'm still in it. I'm still at it. Shortly after I went to church, I was sleeping on her floor. Shortly after I went to church, I rented the apartment beneath my mom. Come on, somebody. And shortly after I went to church, things began to fall in line with me. And I began to go after the things of God because I was getting more spiritual. I was becoming more spiritual. My natural man got me into that predicament I was in. But my spiritual man began to get me, oh, glory. I feel like, oh, I ain't going to preach, but I felt like it right there. He has pulled us out of the miry clay. He has pulled us out of a pit, a deep pit, some of us. That's why we can never forget where we've been. I don't ever want to forget my testimony. I do not want to forget how far he brought me. I was at my lowest point when God found me and brought me into his body and his family. So I thank God as we're talking tonight about becoming stronger spiritually. Please, beloved, let's not remain carnal. You know, sometimes people say it kind of harsh, get rid of that religious spirit or religious this or that, you need relationship. We get it, but there's a way I believe we can say it to people where they'll begin to go after the things of God. They'll become more spiritual because religion can't do it. They're right. They're absolutely right. We need a relationship with our Father. We need a relationship with God through the Son, with the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit is a person. It's not an it. We have a spirit. When the spirit leaves this body, we become that corpse. We become dead. But as long as we're living, we have a spirit in us. But he says right here, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it hasn't entered the heart of man. God will reveal it to us by his spirit. Going over, that was 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 9. But go to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. On this Word Wednesday, as you said, as I said, we like to go Old Testament, New Testament to get familiar with the Word of God because we just need the Word. It's edifying, it's encouraging. Many of us are going through so much. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver you and I out of them all. But we need to become more spiritual. Here's another reason we need to become stronger in the spirit. Right here in Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. Hear what the Word says. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It says there is no condemnation unto those of us who are in the Spirit. But if you're in the flesh, guess what? You're going to walk around feeling guilty. You're going to walk around with shame and guilt and being embarrassed. You're going to feel like a failure because guess what? You're in the flesh. You're letting your body, your emotions, your mind rule. And God is saying, no, walk in the Spirit. And listen to what verse number 2 says. It tells us why there is no condemnation unto those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Verse 2 says this, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and of death. So we're free. whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen. So when we understand the word of God, that we I don't care if you did it or messed up last night. If you repent, that thing has been thrown into the sea of forgiveness. God has forgiven you. Now forgive yourself, and you walk in your liberty. You walk in your freedom. You get it right. Be like that woman caught in adultery and go and sin no more. Amen.
Amen.
So when you make a mistake, that mistake can't make you and it can't break you. Don't let your errors, don't allow your mishaps, don't allow people. Talking about the woman caught in adultery, the people wanted to condemn her. But Jesus bent down, wrote on the ground, and then he said, he who is without sin, throw the first stone. And it said, from the oldest, it's the power of conviction right here. With no conviction, there can be no change. This is the power of conviction right here. He said, from the oldest to the youngest, they begin to walk away because they had issues also. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
They had issues also. And by the time Jesus stood up, it was just him and the woman caught in adultery standing there. And Jesus asked her plainly, where are your accusers? Where are those who condemn you? She said, I don't know, but they were ready to stone me just a minute ago. He said, daughter, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. And that's what God is saying. You know, John came with a baptism of repentance. But now that Jesus, John said, I'm not worthy to tie his shoes. Now that Jesus came, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world, you and I, don't let condemnation, don't let people, you know, allow you to stand in judgment of yourself. And don't let people judge you. We all trying to get it together. We all have issues. We all have habits and certain things we want to get control of. That's why the Bible says all things are working together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. What the devil meant for evil, God will turn that thing around and make it for your good. Can I get an amen tonight? So, we're talking tonight about becoming stronger in the spirit. It's going to be hard to walk this Christian walk, walk by faith and not by sight. That's going to be difficult to do if you're not in the spirit. He says over, I think it's in the book of, I can't call it right now, but he said many of us should be teachers by now.
Yeah.
But we're still going over the elementary things of the faith. The foundation is in Hebrews. The foundational things, the foundational truths. Because we're going back to the baptism, and we're going back to we should live right. We're going back to you're dead to sin. And God is saying to us tonight, become stronger spiritually. I have given you the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and you shall receive power to be my witnesses. Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. And this is why evangelism, outreach, sharing our faith is so difficult, because we're not spiritual. When you get spiritual, you don't mind giving your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my wife in her latest book, Man Problems, she talks a lot about her personal experience, what has happened through the course of her life, because she wants someone to get healed, delivered, and set free through her testimony. And that's what happened with my book, Victory Over Cancer. I felt like getting up running. I know I'm sitting here teaching, but I felt like doing a lap around my house. God gave me, this man of God right here, victory over cancer. Stage 2, colorectal cancer. I had it diagnosed in 2015, April. I had a colonoscopy this year. No cancer. koro o shaba akata. Rekele ekobo o shete. Fala akerebo shata. Oh, glory be to God. Woo, I give him praise right now. I magnify his name right now. For if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? You ought to make that personal. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? If God be for us, who can be against us? What can separate us from the love of Almighty God? So when we become stronger spiritually, this Christian walk, because we have an adversary, we have a devil, we have an enemy, this Christian walk becomes more doable. The suffering. You know, when people tell me I can't help myself or I can't, no, yes, you can.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mean that in a harsh way, but I come right away, like President Obama had the slogan, yes, we can. I come right away because Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength.
Yeah.
So when we are strengthened by Christ, we're not doing it. So sometimes we can help ourselves. But through Christ, we can get it done.
Yeah.
We're still in Romans. It's so much I want to cover tonight, but we may get to it. We may not. But I'm being led by the Spirit. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Romans, we're still in Romans chapter number 8, looking at verse number 3 now. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, through the flesh, God sent his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. What Jesus did, living a perfect life, he condemned sin in the flesh.
Oh, God.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What is the scripture saying, Pastor Anthony? It's saying we are the righteousness of God. I'm righteous. You're righteous. Pastor Rebecca is righteous. If we are believers, we are righteous. Not based on what we do or what we don't do, based on we are in him. And if we are in him, he is righteous. That makes us automatically righteous. Woo! Glory be to God. That's why he's building his argument. There's no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ because we are the righteousness of God. And you can't be righteous and a sinner. You can't be righteous. Amen. It's not possible to be two things at one time.
Yeah.
It's either or. You're a sinner or a saint. We're not sinners saved by grace. We are the righteous of God.
Oh, righteousness of God.
We are the. That's why the Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." We got to start speak. It says, "I believe, therefore I speak." We got to know what we believe. If you believe that you're righteous, you don't have to try to live holy. It's going to come. You ain't got to try to do this thing. It's going to come. Trust me and believe me. We miss it when we try to stop lying. We try to stop drinking. We try to stop drugging. Just submit to the Holy Spirit. Just surrender to the Spirit of God. It said the love of God leads us to repentance. That's why the legalistic preaching, that judgmental preaching, will never do it. You can try to make people live right. You can try, but only God can make us live right. Only God can change people. My mother used to always tell me growing up, a zebra can't change its stripes. I knew what she meant. She had, in her mind, convinced herself that some people cannot change. Some people will never change. Now, we have free will. We're free moral agents. If we surrender, if we submit, change is possible for any and everybody. All of us can change. and we can continue to change and evolve. Amen. I'm going to read this because there's some scriptures I need to get to tonight. So I'm not going to go fast, but I need to get to where I wanted to really get to tonight.
Amen.
Verse 5 says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity to God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God."
Wow.
It says when we remain carnal, we can't please God.
Wow.
So those that continue to walk in the flesh can't get what God's plan for their lives. When you're in the spirit, you're going to the pastor asking him, "How can I serve my church better?" It's not a begrudgingly thing, because now you're in the spirit. What I'm doing today, I didn't see this on my radar.
Wow.
I wanted to be an engineer. I wanted to make a lot of money. I wanted to party until it was 1999. Glory be to God. I wanted to party. Me and my friends, we were clubbing since age 13. Preaching the gospel was not in my plans. Preaching and pastoring was not in my scope of things.
Yeah, yeah.
But God. I became more spiritual. God began to download and reveal to me what he wanted from me. He had a plan before I was in my mother's womb. I didn't know the plan. Now I discovered the plan, but it was still up to me to say yes to his will and yes to his way. So God continues to ask me, do I love him? Feed my sheep. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm feeding the word of God. I'm giving you the word of God. I'm highlighting the word of God. So this tonight, becoming stronger spiritually, is so necessary for the believer.
Yeah.
It's so necessary for the believer. You don't have to. We're so, this is why it's such a fight. The Christian walk, it shouldn't be begrudgingly. You know, it shouldn't, you know, when you're tithing, when you're giving, he said, I want you to be a cheerful giver. When you're praising God, when you're going to church, it shouldn't be hard to get to church on Sunday. If you're in the spirit, you're waking up in the spirit, guess what? Your spirit is connecting with the Holy Spirit, which is there waiting at the church. So by the time you get there, by the time you hear the preach word, by the time the songs are going forward, your spirit is becoming alive. Your spirit man is agreeing.
Yes, yes.
The spiritual being on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost. You're not grieving it. Now you're pleasing it.
Amen.
You're not grieving the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now you're pleasing the Holy Spirit. So when we become stronger spiritually, things begin to unfold in our lives. We're going to close out right here because there's so much, but please read Romans chapter number 7, Romans chapter number 8 in your private meditation and devotions. It will bless you. Because sometimes we wonder, well, Pastor, I want to do right. Why I keep doing wrong? Read Romans chapter 7. Read it as we go off the air tonight. He said, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things that I want to do, I find myself not doing. Who can save me from this tug of war? Jesus.
My God.
Only Jesus. When you want to stop drinking, you want to stop fornicating, you want to stop doing things that are not pleasing to God, they're destructive.
Yeah.
Surrender.
That's what he means.
To the Spirit. It says this. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, in the spirit, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen? So we got to live in the spirit and stay in the spirit. Go here. These are the two scriptures I want to get to tonight.
Yeah.
Judges chapter number 16, looking at the life of Samson. Judges 16:15, Old Testament, the book of Judges. Thank you, Lord. I pray this is blessing someone tonight. But looking at the life of Samson, Amen. Here it is. Judges, the Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 16, verse number 15. Listen to the word of the Lord. And she said unto him, how can you say, I love you, when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these three times and have not told me where your great strength lies. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him to, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like other men. And when Delilah saw that he told her all his heart, she went and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up at once, for he has showed me his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up and brought money with them. And she made him sleep on her knees. And she called the man, and he caused him to shave off the seven locks off of his head, and began to afflict him, and his strength left him. And when she said, the Philistines be upon you, Samson, he awoke out of his sleep, and he said, I will go out just as times before and shake myself free. And he did not know that the Lord departed from him. But the Philistines gouged his eyes out. Verse number 22. He was grinding at the mill, but listen to verse number 22. How be it, the hair on his head began to grow again after he was shaven. This is Samson, a judge. In the Old Testament, when the Spirit of God came upon Samson, he received supernatural strength.
My God.
The Spirit, because he was a Nazarite, a razor never cut his hair, he had supernatural strength when the Spirit came upon him. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is upon us, it is with us, and it is in us. The Spirit of God is in you.
Yes.
It is upon you, and it is with you.
Yes.
So you're going through life, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. It is in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
It is upon you.
Yeah.
When the Holy Ghost come upon you, Mary, you shall become pregnant. In the book of Acts, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, they begin to speak in tongues as cloven tongues of fire sat on each one of them. Samson gave away his secret. Thereby, the Spirit of God departed from him. It said in that 15th verse, she said, you say that you love me. Can I just say this? I don't even want to say sidebar. I just want to talk plain. Do not fall in love with the wrong person. Do not fall in love with the wrong person. Delilah was the wrong person to fall in love with, Samson. She did not have the things of God in mind for you, Samson. She tricked him, took his strength, set him up because he fell in love with the wrong person. We can't fall in love. The devil gonna send a counterfeit. The devil know what you like. He know how you like it packaged. He know the things that entice you. And he's gonna send a counterfeit. It's not gonna be of God. And you gotta say no to it. He fell in love with Delilah, and she took his spirit away from him because he revealed his heart. And the spirit of God left him. He said, I'm going to get up and go out and do like I always did, not knowing that the spirit left him. Remember David said after he sinned with Bathsheba, do not take your spirit away from me. Punish me. Take stuff away from me. You can have this kingdom. You can have Judah and Jerusalem. You can have all these worldly possessions, but do not take your spirit away from me. I cannot do it without the spirit. You cannot do it without the spirit of the living God. You can't fulfill your purpose. It's going to be hard to stay married, happily married anyway. It's going to be hard if maybe he gave you a marketplace anointing. And you know he has called you to make millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars in the marketplace. You know how to do business. You're a mover and a shaker, but you still need the Spirit of God. It's going to give you wisdom. It's going to open doors that no man can shut. It's going to give you discernment and knowledge and understanding. We need to become stronger spiritually. When we become stronger spiritually, it says Delilah tricked him. But I don't have any hair, but his hair began to grow back. Glory be to God. I don't have hair on my head, but Samson's hair began to grow back. It wasn't the length of the hair. It was the length of the life. It wasn't the length of the hair. It was the length of the life, the spirit, the life that was in him. That's the thing that became activated again. That's the thing that came to life again. As his hair began to grow back, spirit began to rise up. His spirit man, remember when the spirit came on him, that's when he received his strength.
Yeah.
So when his hair began to grow back, it said he had seven locks. We think we have dreads and we're doing something. I can imagine Samson's hair. Seven locks of hair.
Amen.
He had a head of hair. And they cut it off and they took his strength. But his strength began to grow back. And the Bible says in the end, he killed more enemies than his entire lifespan. That's what happens when we get stronger spiritually. We begin to do things that we couldn't do before. We begin to accomplish things that we could not accomplish before. You know, this is my second and final marriage. In my first marriage, I wasn't a believer. I didn't have the Holy Ghost. But now the Holy Ghost that checks me. I'll never forget my wife and I, we had a blended family in the first 7 years of marriage. It was hard. And one time I put my wife in tears. And, you know, I felt bad about it, but not so bad. But when I got away from her and got to myself, the Holy Ghost checked me and convicted me and said, that's my daughter you got crying. That's my daughter you hurt like that. And that thing convicted me. Now, I didn't have that before. I didn't have that invisible voice. I didn't have God convicting me before.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was living my natural man. I was living what I knew. And that's where many of us are. We live in what we know.
Mm.
We're not going to church.
Yeah.
We're not getting that preached word in us.
Yeah.
We're not coming to Bible study. We're not coming to prayer. And now the natural man is kind of ruling.
Wow.
The natural man is in charge. The old nature is running stuff.
Mm.
But when we become stronger spiritually, it loses its grip.
Yeah.
It begins to let you go. And you begin to please Almighty God. Again, I'm doing today, I didn't see myself being a preacher, a pastor. I was a partier.
Mm.
I was not a praiser.
Mm.
But when I begin to go toward the things of God and understand the voice of God, the will of God, and now I'm continuing to say yes to God, I still need to become stronger spiritually. Because the devil don't like pastors. The devil don't like clergy. The devil don't like Christians and those who want to fulfill the plan of God. One more scripture I need to get to tonight, and we're going to close out looking at the life of Hannah. Hannah, we're fasting and praying.
Amen.
And I have to share one scripture about praying. We're praying and we're fasting. Praying and we're fasting. Jesus said this kind only comes out through prayer and through fasting. So look at 1 Samuel chapter number 1. 1 Samuel chapter number 1, looking at the life of Hannah. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. I'm going to read some of it, but because of time, I'm just going to fill you in on the part I don't read. Is that all right? Now there was a certain man named Elkanah, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1. And he had two wives. He had two wives. Don't try that today.
Don't try it,
Pat. Don't try that today. He had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord in Shiloh. And his two sons up to, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was come, Elkanah offered, he gave Peninnah his wife and all her sons and her daughters a portion. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord shut up her womb. And her adversary, her enemy, her hater, and her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her angry, because the Lord has shut up her womb. Can you imagine? Hannah is barren. Her husband has another wife who can have children. Hannah cannot have children. Her womb is barren. She cannot produce. Peninnah has a family. She has sons and she has daughters. But not only that, Peninnah torments, picks with, provokes Hannah. She's jealous. She's hating. She's envious because Elkanah loves Hannah more. And the Bible says, Hannah was vexed because of this. She was angry. But Hannah was in the spirit. Because as I continue to read, you're going to see this. And we're going to close out. Her husband said, am I not better to you than 10 sons? Verse 9. Hannah goes up to Shiloh. Eli the priest is there in the temple. She's bitter in heart. She's praying. She's praying. But no words are coming out. Her mouth is just moving, but there are no words. Eli, the priest, is watching her as she's praying at the altar. He's thinking that she's drunk. She's drinking. Look at verse number 11. And she vowed a vow, if you give me a son, if you give me a baby, I will give him to you all the days of your life. She prayed this. Look at verse number 14. And Eli said unto her, how long will you stay drunk? He thought Hannah was drunk and drinking. And Hannah answered, no, my Lord, I'm just sorrow in spirit. I love this story. Because many of us, especially in today's world, number one, the Spirit of God led Hannah to go to church and to pray, and she got her miracle. But if we don't become stronger spiritually, Amen, somebody. Some of us might have cussed Penina out.
Come on.
Oh, my God. She would have been cursed out, told off if we were still in the flesh and not stronger spiritually. Number two, some of you ladies would have said, not like Hannah did, let's take this outside. You about to get a beat down. Number three, they would have took it out on Elkanah,
yeah,
the husband. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I'm barren. I can't have children. I'm angry. I'm going to take it out on my man. I'm going to take it out on my husband. They would have took it out on Elkanah. And number four, unfortunately, some people would have went back to the bottle if they're not stronger spiritually. They would have, this thing would have drove them to drink. But when you become stronger spiritually, none of those options are on the table any longer. Hannah went to church. The pastor, the priest, the prophet prayed for her. She got a miracle. She had Samuel. The Spirit of God got the victory. We have to become stronger spiritually. Then this Christian walk becomes more doable and becomes more achievable. But without the Spirit, we can't do it. You need the Spirit to go to church on a regular basis. You need the Spirit to be a tither. You need the Spirit to serve God's church. You need the Spirit to be on your job when people don't like you, your boss trying to get you fired, you got haters. You need the Spirit when your relationships are failing. You need the Spirit when life is not working. You need to become stronger spiritually when you're addicted to drugs and you're drinking and you're drugging or you're sleeping around and you want to stop.
Yeah.
When you become stronger spiritually, it all becomes possible.
My God.
Let us pray. Father, we're going to pick it up again next week. But in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Thank you for our listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you for our viewers.
Yes, God.
Lord, I believe they became stronger tonight.
Yes, God.
They became stronger spiritually tonight. And now that their spirit man and their spirit woman is strengthened, God, there's no good thing you're going to withhold from them.
Yes,
because now they have the capacity,
yes,
to contain what you want to bless them with.
My God.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
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 God bless you, everyone. Good night. Love you with the love of Jesus. Please come to our service, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. We start at 12:30. You can have your coffee, your breakfast, and get on over to Hillside in time because we start at 12:30, like a late morning. Maple Avenue, there's going to be a powerful word from the Lord. We've been fasting. We've been praying. Come, bring somebody with you. Fill your car up with your family and come on over to 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Please sow a seed to our ministry using a credit card, using a debit card, nccmonline.org, any amount, sow a seed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good.
Amen.